another night of high school basketball, and another night at Frankenmuth High School. Hello, everyone. So glad to be with you once again from Frankenmuth, Michigan. My name is Brad Tunney. Our producer back at our Dow Diamond Studios in Midland tonight is Josh Baker. We're working our way towards a 7:30 Eastern Time tip-off in what is maybe the biggest girls basketball game in the state this week. It's number one ranked Dow in Division I and top 10 ranked Frankenmuth in Division II. First basket tonight is Dow's, nearly 2 minutes into the first quarter. Konzelman, big at the guard position, throws to the near side corner. Purcells buries a three. Inbound Konzelman, way up ahead, Purcells in the right corners, jabs, steps back for three at the wing and buries it. Abby Ray gives her too much space, and Purcells has eight in the first quarter. McLaughlin down the right lane line, walled up and decently defended by Kennedy Caldwell. Forces an errant lay-in chance. Ray the rebound, carries it coast to coast. Now to Kalnitis, back to Abby, topside three, yes! Dow needed that to start the second quarter. Abby Ray is finally on the board with her first points of the game. Now offensive rebound finds Ray open from the top of the key. That's no good. Ball goes over the backboard and is saved by Butcher out of bounds. She's now a screener for Kalnitis, who throws an extra pass to Ray. Another straightaway three, and this one falls. Now under 2 minutes to go in the quarter, and Kalnitis steals it away. One-on-one opportunity the other way against Konzelman. The lay-in plus the foul. And one opportunity and a chance to tie the game for Alexa Kalnitis. Purcells drives the right baseline, stops, throws up a 15-footer. That's solid. And now, oh, Kalnitis at the buzzer from just over midcourt. Nothing but nylon. And Dow goes into the locker room tied on a three-point buzzer beater from Alexa Kalnitis. Purcells off the timeout. Near corner three with a hand in her face. The quick trigger falls. McLaughlin is on the perimeter. Her pocket picked by Claire Caldwell. Up to Ray. Two-on-one opportunity. Abby Euros to her left and lays it in. Dow back in front. And now to Abby in the corner. Ray on the deck. Gets by Kirkew. Jumps to Claire Caldwell, open for three, yes! Claire's fourth triple of the game. Dow has their largest lead of the night. It's 45-41, under 5 minutes to go in the fourth. Brenninger bounces McLaughlin topside, nearing the three-minute mark, tied at 45. McLaughlin bounces into Purcells. They double, a throw out to Kirkew. The right corner three is good. Dow has brought full court pressure. The lob goes to midcourt from McLaughlin. It's a poke away by Caldwell. Right back up to Kennedy, who throws backwards to Claire. Steps into a three. It's short. Offensive rebound, Kalnitis. The lay-in and the foul and one. Here's the first. It's no good. And that ends regulation. We've got overtime. Six-point game, 70 seconds to go. Kalnitis across the timeline. To Ray, back to Alexa. Deep three on the way from the left wing. It's good. Wow. Now down by three. Kalnitis' second is short. Rebound Frankenmuth, and they hold on. The Eagles survive at home and hand Dow, the number one ranked team in Division I, their first loss of the season. We've got a final in overtime. It's Frankenmuth 63 and Dow 60.